Hello, my name is Kathy Palmer, and I am Principal Lead Program Manager for System Management for version 3 of Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. And I would like to talk to you today about the features we have in our product coming out for monitoring large-scale systems. So first, to back up a little bit and talk about what Windows HPC Server is, our mission and vision is basically to make Windows Server a very mainstream way to solve scaled out business and engineering and scientific applications and computational applications. We are working on version 3. In version 1, we focused on the primary personal computing small cluster environment. In version 2, we added additional features for scaling to divisional size clusters and working on interactive as well as batch applications. And then now in version 3, we're even scaling to larger size clusters of deploying, managing, and troubleshooting clusters of up to 1,000 nodes, and also to integrate highly and well with existing HP and IT infrastructures to be able to deploy highly performant and scalable parallel applications. So within that context, our system management vision is to provide a very reliable, consistent system management and excellent manageability from low, small clusters all the way up to large-scale clusters. And we work in four different areas. We provide a very reliable and consistent way to deploy clusters and an excellent way to monitor large-scale systems. We provide in-the-box and an extensible framework for adding custom diagnostics for troubleshooting cluster environments. And we provide in-the-box reporting for basic cluster usage and job usage, and as well as an extensible interface for custom reporting. So what I'd like to talk to you about today and demo for you today is specifically the monitoring aspects of our new product and the additional features we're providing to provide at-a-glance monitoring of large-scale systems. So here's the demo.
Okay, so here we show a list of nodes belonging to a cluster that consists of over 500 compute nodes. And you can see one row for each node. And when you click on a node, you can see in the lower pane information about that node, such as its health status, whether it's online, offline, node connectivity, and whether the last operation succeeded or the diagnostics have succeeded or failed, or whether the provisioning state. You can also see node properties for the node, network properties, performance networks, a log of the operations that were performed on that node, and a log of the last provisioning that ran on the node. In addition, you can multi-select, select single or multiple nodes, right-click, and perform operations on the node, or perform operations using the right-hand action pane. You can filter nodes by group to select the view by group or by health, or enter a search for a node name. So this allows you at a glance to focus in your view to the set of, nodes that you want to see. In addition, as was available in our current release, we can show a heat map for the nodes in the system. And for the heat map, you can show for each node up to three different performance counters. And then if you hover over a node, you can see on the lower pane the value of each of those performance counters. In addition, in our current release, you can see up to 256 nodes at a glance without scrolling. In our new release, we are targeting larger scale systems, so we want to be able to view at a glance up to 1,000 nodes. So we can zoom in this 500 node cluster, and you can see 1,000 or 500 nodes in a single screen easily. And in addition, you can see 1,000 nodes if you'd like. And as in the list view, if you just select on one or more nodes, you can right-click and choose to perform actions on those nodes, like bring them online or offline. or from the right-hand pane as well. One of the newer features that we've added in the next release is the ability to define custom views for nodes. So, for example, I can define a custom view consisting of all of the network measurements for the enterprise network, and it'll show me the node properties for the enterprise network, and I can add to this view by adding columns and moving columns up and down. So we allow the ability to create new tabs to define new views so that at a single glance, the admin can choose from either the heat map view to one or more list views or multiple heat map views. For the heat map, we allow several customizations. For example, here is a standard heat map view, but you can see at the 500 node scale, showing three performance counters at a glance is pretty busy. So we allow the option to, instead of showing all three counters at the same time, we allow the option to overlay the performance counters. And what this will do is it will show the counters in a priority order, so that if the first counter's value is in the most significant darkest range, it will show that color. Otherwise, if the second performance counter is in its most significant value range, that color will show. Otherwise, if neither one of those two counters are at its most significant value range, it will show the color of the third performance. So this view that you see in the background, if I chose overlaying instead, will show this view. And you can see at a glance, let me just increase it so it fills the screen more. You can see at a glance where the node performance counters are outliers for the performance counters that you've selected. Another version is to view by location. And in this view, the admin, in this case, has set up a location view for the cluster, in this case consisting of multiple rows, and within each row, multiple racks, and within each rack, multiple chassis. And it will show the heat map based upon this location in addition. So for example, the admin can select a set of chassis in one row and perform operations on a rack. Or maybe identify outliers in performance based upon location, which might indicate a power or cooling issue in that area. So finally, we allow the admin to customize the heat map in addition to choosing a stacking or overlaying view and choosing the ability to turn on and off the location information view. We allow them to select multiple different metrics as in the current release. And for each metric, we allow them to custom select the color range and also select the minimum and maximum value to really hone into the values that the admin is interested in. In addition, they can select a logarithmic scale or a linear scale for those counters that they really want to focus in on a narrow band of values. And we allow them to flip the minimum and maximum so that if, for example, they're interested in nodes with low CPU usage and they want them to pop out, then they can flip the scale so that those with low CPU usage will show the darkest color in the admin console. All of these abilities are so that at a glance, the admin is able to focus in and see at a glance for a large scale system those metrics that are outliers in the system for maximum monitoring and tuning. So that's what I wanted to show you for the new version coming of Windows HPC Server.